by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Tammy Brinkman and Jerry Melton, and an opportunity to talk about an event coming up in about a month. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Charlie. We have our Owosso Taste of Home Cooking School coming up on September 27th. We're always excited to bring this event. It's America's number one live cooking show. Mm-hmm. We've made a little bit of changes this year. It's going to look a little bit different, but always tons of fun.
A change of venue, too, I think.
A change of venue. We are going to be at the Tulsa Tech Owosso campus at their business center, and so that's going to be really nice. It's just a little bit different. It's right off 169, but they're going to be great to work with. We're really excited about hosting it there.
Well, and I think the facility gives you a little bit more seating and a little bit more display space, if I'm right.
It does. It shifts up what the show looks like a little bit, but the content will still be much the same. So tickets are on sale now. You can get them at Owosso locations of the RCB Bank on 86th and 96th Street, Reesers on 86th and Highway 20, at Owossoisms, and at KYFM Radio, or kyfmradio.com.
And, of course, has Bartlesville roots, but lives in Owosso. She gets to actually do one in her community of residence. So it works
she
out.
Is Mrs. Mayor of Owosso. Her husband is the mayor of Owosso. But it's neat to have someone with such a great company who has local roots, who really knows a lot of people that are in the audience. Steve Mowry of Mowry Funeral Service will co-host with me. And so I really don't have to say a whole lot. They reminisce about growing up together. And I think at one point she was his fitness coach, which is super fun.
Okay.
They razz each other pretty good. But the show is a lot of fun. It's about learning tips and tricks about cooking and clean eating, and there's a great goodie bag that you get. You trade your ticket for a goodie bag filled with all kinds of great things. There's a cookbook that we will cook from. There's a free subscription to one of their magazines, which we can give you more details on that in a bit. But there's coupons, goodies, Taste of Home cookbook, free digital subscription to Taste of Home or the Family Handyman magazine, or even Reader's Digest.
Okay. And, of course, we're talking here on Bartlesville Radio about an event in Owosso, primarily because it's one of the few Taste of Home cooking schools in the fall.
That's true. I think there are only about six of those in the fall in the state of Oklahoma. So it's a completely different thing than we do here in Bartlesville in the spring. If you like both shows, they're totally different recipes. But on stage, we'll cook eight recipes start to finish, and then we'll give those away as door prizes. Last year, I think we gave away almost 50 door prizes, plus 20 bags of groceries, but tons of great goodies, wonderful vendors, some of our vendors and sponsors that are helping us bring the show, the Vintage Loft out of Dewey. They put a coupon in our bag. Mm-hmm. Tulsa Tech is a big sponsor. RCB Bank, they always do great things at their booth. Tate Boys Tire and Auto Service, they are a great sponsor. Shawnee Milling Company, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because the guys at Shawnee Milling Company, made in Oklahoma, they put a little sample of gravy. It tends to be what they send us for the goodie bag. We'll have a booth from Signature Home Styles and Kathy Thompson, the Pampered Chef and Jennifer Barnard. Imaging Concepts in Dewey, they do our gift bags. They're a nice canvas goodie bag that you can keep. I've got one from the last 12 years times two, so I've got a bunch of them, but there's in my car, they're my kids' cars, they're everywhere. They're great bags that have some longevity to them.
Well, and they're nice for all kinds of reasons. You can take them as a recyclable grocery sack, as you know, a lot of people do that rather than bring home the plastic or paper, and it's sturdier, you can put more heavy stuff in it.
That's true. They are a great bag. Lyndall Dunn, Mayor Lyndall Dunn, he is also a CPA.
Yeah.
By trade, that's what pays the bills, I think. He's a great guy. He's one of our big sponsors, and he always gives the best door prizes. One year he gave a video camera, and one year he gave Brighton stuff, and one year he gave a big grill, and one year, I don't know, there's just been some amazing door prizes. So we're always excited to see what he comes up with. He kind of keeps it a secret until the very last minute for us.
Okay.
So the element of surprise, yes. Tupperware by Ann, she puts on an incredible display. Tupperware has been around forever.
Who didn't grow up with Tupperware in the house? You know?
I know, and there are some pieces I just can't live without. But I remember being a little bitty girl and had the little bitty Tupperware set. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Tupperware has been around forever.
I think I still have a couple of those yellow cups that you can put the sippy lid on when
yep.
Our son was that age. We use them for this and that. They're indestructible.
They're timeless. Yeah. Kathy Langley with Mary Kay, she'll be there again. She puts together some great things. They've got lots of new products out. Trish Lindsay with Shelter Insurance, she's one of our bag sponsors. Salad Master with Peter Updike. That's some incredible cookware. He is generally our grand prize giveaway. He gives away a skillet that's valued at, I don't know, like $900 or something insane like that. But I think total he gave almost $2,000 worth of door prizes away last year. But it's super healthy cooking. So he's a great guy. Sam's Club will be there. Anne Marie with Sam's Club in Owosso, she usually brings some little treat, a little snack for us to try. And then she signs up. So if you don't have your Sam's Club card yet, then she can help get you signed up there.
Because you're just down the street from Sam's in Owosso.
So, I know. Yeah. It's so nice to have it so close. Medi-Cap Pharmacy, Dr. Kathy and Dr. Kathy's Weight Loss. She's a super incredible lady. If you haven't worked with Dr. Kathy yet, you really need to. Ladies, if you have experienced, I call them personal power surges, personal tropical moments, she can help with that sort of thing. If that number on the calendar has caught up with you to where the number on the scales is a challenge, then she can help with that too. But Dr. Kathy and her crew at Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street and 76th in Owosso, they're awesome to work with.
They always have the best goodie bag items.
They do. They put a great goodie bag item in. They did a manicure set one year that was just amazing. Okay. So yeah. I haven't seen what they're going to do this year, but it's worth finding out. Dern Good Seasonings, that's a great new company that's been with us for a couple of shows now. They put together some awesome seasoning that you can use on chicken, you can use it on fish, you can use it on steak. It's just darn good seasoning.
That's why they named it.
I know. Someone was really bright when they came up with that. Bartlesville Braces, Dr. Clendenin and his crew, they're going to have a booth. My daughter, he fixed my daughter's teeth, so I'm a fan of Dr. Clendenin. She's got a beautiful smile, so if you're looking for a place to get your braces, then he's the guy that can help you out. He does adult braces, he does the clear braces, he does the Invisalign, he does whitening, he does it all, and he's great with the kids.
And they're also in Tulsa, right? They have Tulsa braces as well?
They do. They have Bartlesville and Tulsa. Longaberger Baskets and Jane Fisher, she's going to be down there. Those baskets are awesome, timeless pieces. They're collector's items. Heritage Home Realty, Carrie Gonzalez and her crew will be there if you're looking for a realtor in the Owosso area or in northeastern Oklahoma, and I believe even in southeast Kansas, they can help you out. The Market in Dewey is going to have a booth down there, kind of picking up some people from Owosso. We will have Trails Inn Barbecue and the Tulsa Tech Culinary students will be selling food for dinner. So come straight from work, come in, trade your ticket for a goodie bag.
Right there, you've more than returned your value.
That's exactly right. You go save your seat because it is general admission, unless you buy a VIP ticket, and we'll let Jerry talk about those in just a second. And then you go grab some dinner, browse the booths, and get ready for the show.
Sounds like a fun evening already, and you haven't even started the show yet.
That's true. Owossoisms has partnered with us this year, and they're helping us sell tickets. So Cindy and her crew are going to be a big help to us. They're going to have a booth on site and put some information in our goodie bag. So lots of stuff to do. But Jerry, you want to tell us about tickets?
Well, I'll tell you what. Before we do that, let me take a break. We will continue on the second half of a Community Connection on just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. We've heard a little bit from Jerry off mic, but Jerry, the show coming up roughly a month from now, right?
Yeah, it came up on us pretty fast. We were just talking about that. But we're really excited. One of my favorite pieces is I get the chance to be able to hang out with the VIPs quite a bit that night.
Yeah.
They're 35 tickets. $35 tickets for exclusive VIP booth browsing. So they actually get to get in 30 minutes before everybody else and get this exclusive booth browsing of all these wonderful vendors that Tammy just talked about.
Okay.
So that's great for them. It's a big incentive, especially for people who don't like big crowds and stuff like that. They like to just come in and have it all to themselves. They get a little bit more talking time mm-hmm. with those vendors. And so it's really nice because they kind of get an exclusive treat. And I like that a lot. Then not only do they get that, but when they're done, they go and do a meet and greet with Jamie from
Of course, she lives in Owasso, so they probably know her anyway, but not in this environment.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just about getting to know Jamie. They actually get to go backstage, and they get to see where we've been doing the food prep all day long. Jamie kind of tells them the ins and outs and some tips and tricks back there, and they kind of get to see the life behind the scenes that we've been doing all day long and kind of what Jamie gets to do every day. And so that's really great. And that's from 5 to 5:30. And she takes a picture with them. It's part of, they get a cookbook, a Taste of Home hard cookbook, mm-hmm. and she'll sign it. And so that's wonderful as well. But then not only that, they still have plenty of time to go back out and do some more of that shopping and hang out with our vendors, get something to eat, stuff like that. Plenty of time to do that. As well as they get exclusive seats up front. So we block off some rows that are just for the VIPs. So that's really, really nice. And we have people who actually do that and come in and go and do the vendors. And they've came backstage a couple times. They might not want to do that. We don't care however you want to do it. We just want you to be able to have a great time. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really good package. And I always encourage people to do that. You can actually get your VIP tickets this year at Owassoisms as well. And this is the first year that we've actually sold VIP tickets in Owasso.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited that people can go right there in Owasso and go to Owassoisms and get tickets. They can still get them here at the radio station. Or they can call 1-800-749-5936 and get those VIP tickets as well.
Okay, 1-800-749-KYFM. So it works out pretty well from that standpoint. It's the station that we carry Owasso Sports on.
Yeah, exactly. And besides VIP tickets, we also do a group discount available for groups of 10 or more. And that's $9. We knock off that dollar. So if you buy 10 or more tickets, you're getting that free. You're getting at least a free ticket out of the deal. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of groups from churches. We have couples that get together and they buy them and they want to just go out and have a night out. There's retirement centers. There's ladies groups. There's a lot of different groups that actually come out and do this. And so we strongly encourage it. It's just a fun night to be able to go out. And Jamie always has wonderful things to do. Our show times, our booth browsing starts from 5 to 6:30. Like I said, those VIP booths or VIP tickets are going to get to get in at 4:30. Mm-hmm. And then the show time is at 6:30. There's 8 recipes. Okay. I had somebody write me yesterday. It usually lasts a couple of hours, the show does, because not only does she cook those recipes in front of us, she actually tells you tips and tricks throughout the whole time. I know this is one of Tammy's favorite thing. I know one time Tammy told me about saran wrap in the refrigerator. Is that freezer?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness. There's just so many things. You're going to get to see Tammy on stage all night with Steve Mowry. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. It's so much fun. She brings her little finger spatula and she's always gets to lick the bowls. And so it's just a fun, fun night.
Well, and Jamie always sends the finished product home with somebody in the audience.
Exactly. Yeah. Tammy and I are always like, how can we get them to share that with us in the parking lot? And especially because Tammy's actually got to try it on stage. I just get to sit from the audience thinking, oh my goodness, that looks so good.
Well, and you're sitting there smelling it all as it's being prepared on stage, so you can't help but be ready to have some.
Exactly. It's so crazy. Plus, not only have I been sitting there through the show, I've been sitting there all day smelling this stuff. So it's really some amazing recipes that she has. And I believe there's no mushrooms this year. So Tammy's super happy.
Okay.
But speaking of other foods, though, we do partner with a thing that Taste of Home throws. It's called Cooks Who Care. Mm-hmm. And we encourage everybody who comes to the show to bring a canned good or non-perishable item to donate to Owosso Community Resources. That's our local nonprofit. We like to give back to the community, and so does Taste of Home. So we just ask that you bring those canned good items and non-perishable items to provide for our Cooks Who Care program.
Sounds like a great reason to do that, because you're supporting folks in the area who are having trouble getting stuff on the table.
Definitely. There is a limited number of tickets, so don't wait till last minute. We're not saying we won't have them at the door if they're still available, but the goal is that they will sell out. We will be at the Gathering on Main on September 1st selling tickets also. So if you can't make it to Owosso with Sims or any of these other outlets that we've told you about, then you can certainly come see Jerry and myself at the Gathering on Main. Now, business owners, I want to talk to you for a second. How can you benefit from being in front of 850 people in one evening on a Tuesday night?
About 850 different ways.
Yes. So it doesn't your business doesn't have to have anything to do with cooking. It just has to do with how can you benefit from decision makers being in front of you to see your wares or your services on a Tuesday evening, where it's not taking a ton of time. It's not an all-day trade show, but we can really help you get in front of some people. There is still booth space available. You can call me. My name's Tammy Brinkman. You can call me at 918-336-1001 here at the radio station, and they'll get you to me. But I can help you participate. There's many ways. You don't have to necessarily be there that night to be able to participate. But it's a great show. It's a great way to get your products and services in front of a lot of people in northeastern Oklahoma. Because like we said earlier, there are not a lot of these shows in the state of Oklahoma. So people do travel. Taste of Home is the number one cooking magazine in the nation. It falls under the Reader's Digest umbrella. So there's some longevity. It's a great company. Mm-hmm. They're well known. If you don't know about Taste of Home, I encourage you to check into that. They put out a monthly magazine that's about the size of, you know, just a little magazine you can get at the cash register at your grocery store, mm-hmm. or you can subscribe, but you can go to our website, and there's a Taste of Home widget that is a recipe finder.
Right.
So if you're trying to put something together for dinner and you need an idea, you can put in, I need to cook something with chicken, and then they'll give you all kinds of ideas. I need to cook something with chicken in 30 minutes. They can give you ideas. So there's all kinds of ways. Their recipes are sent in by listeners or readers. I guess they don't listen to the magazine, but they listen to us.
I don't know that it's not on audiobooks.
Yeah,
as possible.
I don't either. But then they test them out in the Taste of Home kitchens, and then that's how it gets published. So we often have, in fact, every show that I've been a part of for 12 years, we've had at least one or two people in our audience that have been published. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool to know that it could be you. And some of them are really young readers.
Yeah.
There are lots of kids that have had recipes that have been published, and we love to see kids come to this show. So it's a lost art, I think, cooking at home, because people are so busy nowadays. And this is just a great way for some good ideas to kind of regroup around the kitchen table.
So take your girlfriends or just family members in general, load them up in the car, and make that short drive to Owosso September 27th, right?
Tuesday, September 27th.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale now.
And you can pick them up here at the radio station. Give us a call, 918-336-1001, or just climb the stairs and come see us here at the radio station. We'll put the ticket in your hand.
Absolutely.
Gals, thank you very much for coming in this morning. That's a Community Connection on this Tuesday morning. Again, a reminder that it is Election Day for Copan and Bartlesville Public School Districts. The polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. Get out there, go vote, and we'll report the results coming up later on.
ONN News.